Blog Talk Radio.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
You and for me and the entire human race.
black or white.
So shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. We're doing my final farewell tribute to Michael Jackson, Timothy Hodges' friend, my friend that will be joining us pretty soon, so please be patient. Just remember that here's You're Not Alone.
Go and leave my world so cold.
Check. Yeah, it's Check 5.
Check, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm all right, man. Welcome to the show, man. Honored to have you, man. So, man, for those who aren't familiar with you, familiar with who Check is, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man, to the listeners, man, get them familiar with who you are, man.
All right. Just let the world know my name is Check Famous. Checking in live from the west side of Chicago. A rapper, songwriter, entertainer. I have a label, Block Club Music Group. And we're definitely trying to take the city and the world and the game over.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Well, thing, you know, letting everybody know who you are, man. I'm just trying to get your questions right here, man, so I can get them. Who are some of your musical influences?
Out the door, I would say Big Daddy Kane,
mm-hmm.
Big L, and then probably the overall top influence would be Jay-Z. And you can't forget Eminem or Big Pun either. But definitely Hov and Big Daddy Kane.
Right. Now, why did you decide to pursue music as a career? What made you want to get into this the business, the music industry?
Well, as far as me with rapping goes, like ever since the old school days, when you had like the MC Lights, the Big Daddy Kane, the KRS-One, like it was real artistry, real lyricism. You had Leaders of the New School and all that, and that really piqued my interest with the culture, not just the music, with the culture of hip hop itself. And then I started freestyling on the porch around the house, and the love for the art of rapping and freestyling and developed from there. So I just decided to stick with it. Anytime I strayed away from it, I always end up right back doing it.
Right. So how long have you been at this?
This last go-round, I've been going real hard. We've been going about the last 2 or 3 years. We had the label legitimized, and we got a single going now. Got a good team, a good structure. But just rapping and freestyle, I've been doing that since, man, high school.
Okay. All right. What do you, I'm going to go another area for 1 second. How do you feel about the presidency of Barack Obama? Did you actually think that you would ever live to see a black president in office?
You know, I didn't think it would happen. I always was optimistic about it. You know, anybody that has a dream and pursues it, they can make that happen. So he seemed very focused. And from the beginning, I knew that he would take it. So I was more so happy for, like, my grandmothers to see that happen. I think
right.
That was a real big thing for them, for the things they went through during their days and their time.
Right. Now, with that being said, there was no one to influence him to, you know, being the first black president. You know, there was always, you know, Caucasian, whatever he may be as far as presidents. But now that tells us that we can do anything, you know, anything is possible, whether it's in politics, entertainment, or anything like that. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. It takes away the I can't factor. Like before, when they would tell the little kids you can be president, I'm sure they looked at some of the presidents, and they were like, they don't look like me, you know. And there was probably a few who said, okay, I can do it, but now they really have a blueprint for it.
Right.
And there's definitely no room for excuses. You can't have any excuses anymore. No quitting at all.
That's right. Before I jump back into the questions about your career, how was the 4th of July weekend, man?
4th of July weekend was good. A lot of good eating, maybe too much good eating.
All right.
a lot of good food, you know. Some parties we went to. Good promoters here, Don Money Entertainment and Don Ski Entertainment. They threw some good parties over the weekend. Definitely got rocked by DJ Showtime. So we had a good 4th of July holiday, you know. Only thing I missed was spending it with my daughter, but I definitely make that happen next year.
Okay, that's right, man. Yeah, I didn't get invited to see you on your cookout to your parties, man, but it's okay, man. What do you think on the music industry today? What do you think about it, man?
The metaphor, the analogy I always use is right now, I would say it's kind of like fast food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fill you up for a little bit. You may enjoy it, but after you eat it, you're sitting there like, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of music that's not like full of substance or content. You know, it's not lyric heavy. The verses are not the concentration of the song. It's really the choruses.
Right.
On the same hand, I don't want to take away from that because the game has to move and it has to evolve and everything comes back around. So it's really up to the fans to determine what gets played and what is out there and is considered mainstream at that time. So as long as the people are liking what's going on, that's what's going to be in the forefront. You know, all I have to do is do what I do and be there when it comes back around to real music.
Okay. Now, of course, Michael Jackson passed probably about over a week ago. How did you feel about that?
Well, you know, he was a legend. Like, I don't think there's really anything else to say. Like, there's only been a few musical geniuses. I would definitely say he was one of them. I mean, top 10 album, time after time, again and again. You can't really argue with that. As much as you may want to question some of his personal life
right.
and things that happened in that regard, you know, as an artist, he didn't owe you anything of his personal life. He owed you his music and his artistry. And on that level, he did that to the extreme. He was a genius. He's definitely a legend. And his music is definitely going to live on.
Right. All right. Now, as far as with you, what are you currently working on? What are you currently working on?
Right now, we're pushing the single in the clubs out here in Chicago. It's called Check Baby. It's definitely a club banger. With that being said, it's not. It's a fun record. Like there's a lot of tough records going on. There's a lot of dance records, but the Check Baby record is just something when it comes on in the club. You feel that bass, that old school hip hop bass. It's got a sample from Teddy Riley in it, and it's easy to remember. It takes them back to when they heard that original joint. It tears the club up. It's something to see in action.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely pushing that, and then there'll be a mixtape to follow that up. Right now, it's the singles. Just try to drop single after single.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you write and produce your own music, or do you have help?
Well, I mean, I have a team of in-house producers called the Block Bangers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely involved heavily when it comes down to making the music. As far as writing, I write all my own material. I'm also a songwriter for other artists as well. But me and the Block Bangers, we pretty much knock out all of our ideas and song ideas together. If there's a hot production from an outside producer, I definitely listen to it. I won't just shun it because I have in-house. But for the most part, it's just some Check Famous and Block Bangers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, besides your the mixtape, what else you got going on?
Well, we have like different things going on in the city. We promote events, parties. We have a barbershop, and we also be focusing on the clothing line for the fall. So it's not just music. But music is definitely the foundation and the base. But we're definitely branching out into other areas from the music.
Mm-hmm. Now, this clothing line is going to be for male and female or just male. What can you tell us about that?
I don't want to give a name away yet, but it is going to be male and female.
Okay.
We're going to try to bring it out in the fall, have some hoodies, have maybe some polo shirts, and some tees for the ladies as well, and then we'll move on from there. But it's definitely about just being fly, like whatever you think it is, that's what fashion is, how you feel, how you want to wear that shirt, how you want to rock your jeans or your sneakers or your heels for the ladies. It's about you and about how you feel about how you're dressing, not what anybody else says. So that's definitely going to be what we're pushing in the fall, come August, September.
Okay, so I know I got an opportunity to model some of the wear, man, of course, man. I know I'm not one of your first choices, man. Appreciate that. We got you on that. And, of course, the barbershop, now, that you cut hair, or is that like the crew barbershop?
I don't cut hair. What it is the barbershop is called Block Business. It's on the west side of Chicago, 4246 West 16th Street. And it's a barbershop slash beauty salon. So the ladies can come and get their hair done. The guys can come and get their hair cut. You know, it's open Tuesday through Sunday. So it's definitely, it's in the hood where we come from. So it's a way to give back, and it's a way for us to continue our entrepreneurial habits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I know when I'm in Chicago, man, I can stop through to get the shape-ups and everything, man.
Oh, you definitely got to come through. Definitely. There's nowhere else to go. You
got
to come get it done with us.
That's right, man. I'm one of these special customers, so I want my picture on the wall. I thought, you know, after the service is done, man.
Only if you autograph. You got to autograph, though.
I'll make that happen, man. I'm not sure you play psychic here, but 5 years from today, where do you plan to see your career?
5 years from today, we should all be at the next Grammys.
Okay.
Whatever number of Grammy it is, that's where we should be, somewhere close to the front, and we should definitely be accepting and receiving some awards.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see that. I can also see us taking the fashion and the clothing line to another level, the next level after the tees and the hoodies, possibly some jeans, maybe some shoes. Maybe even a flagship store here in Chicago for the line. I can also see some movies and some books as well. So we definitely have a couple different stories to tell on the screen and on paper. So that should definitely be going on 5 years from now.
Okay. Out there. You're from Chicago, of course. Now, are you from the same area from where Jennifer Hudson was from?
Jennifer Hudson is from the South Side.
You're from the South Side.
I've lived on the South Side. I've lived all over the city. But my home base and usually where I am right back up is the West Side.
Okay.
K-Town, Chicago Avenue, Holy City area. That's pretty much my home base. But I've lived all around North Side, East Side, South Side, and of course the West Side.
Okay. All right. What else, man? Is there anything else you want to discuss or talk about, man?
Well, just want everybody to be watching out for that single check, baby. The movement right now. Endorse Check is the movement behind the song. Check Baby is the single. Endorse Check is the movement of the brand. And we're just trying to make people aware. It's real hard to break into radio here in Chicago when you're a local artist. So the grind and the hustle really has to be there, and that's what we're working on right now. Out here getting the promo CDs done, rocking the shows, any showcase and every showcase we do, we're definitely there, tearing the stage down. So it's the promotion aspect, marketing promotion is real big right now. So just want people to keep their eyes open and their ears open and watch out.
Well, man, if you need help or anything, man, let me know, man. Of course, you know you're my favorite cousin, man. So let me know, man. If you need anything, man, just call me, man. Don't care if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, man. Just let me know, man.
I definitely will, man.
Let the people know, man. They want to find out more about you. Let them know what site they can go to or where to hear your music at. Let them know where they can go to, man.
Okay. They can find me on MySpace. MySpace.com/EndorseCheck. EndorseCheck. They can also find me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/checkfamous. CheckFamous. Find my music on my MySpace page. They can definitely listen to it. The single is on there. There's a couple other songs on there besides the single. So they can just get a feel for me as an artist. It's more than just that club record. Definitely have real records, and we have real songs with content and substance. So something they can sink their teeth into. And we also have a fun record, so it's definitely diverse and well-rounded.
Okay. Tech, honored to have you, man, on the show, but you're not going away just yet, man. You want to give your shout-outs, man, to anyone, man?
You know, shout-outs, you always end up forgetting somebody. I'm going to take a shot at it. You know, my Block Club music group family, Block Bangers, my Block Club DJs, Don Ski ENT, Don Money ENT, DJ Showtime, the core DJs, my Fake Short Drive people, Ruby Hornet people, anybody in Chicago that's really making noise and getting it in. Stay Humble Fam, Q Billa, Big Wiz. See, and this is where it comes in, where you start forgetting people. See Nicole, she does her thing, she gets it in. And anybody else that I forgot. And the number one inspiration and source inspiration, my daughter, Anaya Shalay. Got to shout her out.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Come back, man. Don't let this be your last visit, man. Come back on the show, man, all right?
I'll definitely be back.
Much love to you, for you, man. Much love to you, success with your career, man. You, you know, keep on keeping on, man.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, fam.
No problem, man. You be blessed, man.
All right, you too, now.
You ready? Let's get it. Hello, ladies. I know you miss me, baby. Songbook. I don't think I met you before, though. But listen. Put my number in your phone. And when we get about the club, girl, call me up. Put my number in your phone. Just forget about your man, baby. Call me up. Put my number in your phone.
Thank you.
day.